So welcome back to the fourth and final episode of the Loop Shack. Here we're, Ben's going to be performing on the Digitech Jam Man, how to use it in a performance setting. So take it away, Ben.
Yeah, so here's a song I've been working on recently, so let's give it a shot. So yeah, that's basically a good example of going through a chorus and then kind of stopping in time to your chord at the end. Obviously, it could be done a little more seamlessly, but for the most part, it's a good example of using it to loop vocals in a chorus.
Yeah, it was cool. You were harmonizing off yourself really well.
It just works just like, you know, recording the guitar loop, just start and stop.
Yeah, basically.
It recognizes you have an XLR in.
Yeah, because you have both of them going through, it loops both of them. And, of course, you have to be in time. And then the ending part, because it's not so good at undoing, you have to really be able to stop it right on a chord without having too many things built up before you stop.
I saw it was cool, too, though. You, because it's also memorizing your guitar parts, you can sort of leave the pedal to do your guitar work and focus on your singing.
Exactly.
You weren't playing guitar for the last little bit.
Exactly. And if I was really savvy or if I had practiced it a couple times, I could have started doing a different guitar part with my harmonies.
Yeah.
And you know.
That's a lot to think about.
Like, yeah, it could
just
be.
Just in your mind. But once you get really good at it, you can really utilize that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that concludes our fourth podcast, using the performance setting. If anyone desires more information about looping pedals or different ideas for using the Digitech or using any other pedal in performance, or even just further information on performance pedals, you can contact any of us at loopshack@gmail.com.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.